Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
I can imagine the anxiety. I can imagine the tension of the apostles. They were with Jesus for such a long time, and all of a sudden they find themselves alone. Alone, not knowing what to do. Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? You've given me so much instruction. You've given me so much faith, but still, I don't know. What is it you want for my life? What is the purpose? Don't you as well wish you knew what God wanted from you? Sometimes it's so difficult to understand. The apostles before had Jesus there physically with them. Now all of a sudden, they had to trust on what Jesus said. Very often in our lives, this is where we hear the voice of God. We hear the voice of God in many ways, but one of the ways is through memory. You see, one of the things that I find so important in my life is journaling. I don't know if any of you journal, but I write down, especially those moments where I feel close to the Lord. I have a journal and I write down what I feel the Lord is saying, sense what the Lord is promising in my life. Because I know that there will be times of desolation. There will be times in my life where I don't know where God is, where He's silent, where He seems a million miles away. And all I have to hold on to is the promise that was made in that time of consolation. And so during those dry moments, those desert moments, I go back to that journal and I reflect and I think and I listen and I meditate on the promises that were made to me in the light of my life, but also in the light of scriptures, in the light of the Bible. God shows us, God has told us, God has guided us and will continue to guide us. But very often we wait for tangible proof. We wait for lightning bolt moments when most of our life is not that way. It's stopping and reflecting on the promises that were made before and having the courage to step forward in those promises, even though we don't feel equipped, even though we don't feel ready. Do you think any of the apostles felt ready when Jesus went up into heaven? They felt lost and confused, but they went forward anyway, holding on only to the promise that was made to them and the Holy Spirit that was given to them to fulfill those promises. Here's my thing, my suggestion to you. Grow up. Stop waiting for all of the answers. Stop waiting for a light bulb moment. Stop waiting for thunder and lightning and get up and move forward. It is your vocation to tell the world about Jesus, to step forward and to grow and to build the kingdom of God. Stop waiting. Stop waiting for all of the answers. You'll figure it out as you get up and you move forward. This is what the apostles had to do during the ascension. They had to step forward in the promise, move forward, even though they didn't have all of the answers. So here it is. Grow up, get up, move forward, and build the kingdom of God. He will show you the next step you need to take once you've taken the first step. And He'll show you the third step after you've taken the second, and so on. Stop waiting. Get up and go.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influences podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at CatholicInfluencersPodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. we invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com. And we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.